All Guilty House Comfort Systems, serving St. Louis, Franklin, and Jefferson counties. Or visit GuiltyHouseHVAC.com.
Don't be fooled by these out-of-town roofers. Make sure you hire someone who's been here yesterday, who'll be here today, and who'll be here tomorrow. I'm talking about John Beal Roofing. Three generations in the St. Louis metropolitan area. Residential, commercial, industrial. John Beal Roofing not only can fix your roof, they're up to date on all the latest products, procedures, and building codes. John Beal Roofing, 1-800-NEW-ROOF. That's 1-800-NEW-ROOF or johnbealroofing.com.
10 million people have been killed or injured by drunk driving or not wearing a seatbelt over the past 15 years. That's enough to wipe out most of Illinois. Fatalities are on the rise here at home. So is Illinois law enforcement, cracking down on drunk and unbuckled drivers, because these statistics are people's lives. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by the Illinois Department of Transportation.
Fifth Third Bank believes that creating a better banking experience for everyone starts with listening. Fifth Third Bank, the curious bank. Member FDIC.
I am way overdue to go to the movies. But there just hasn't been anything. What's out there now, do you think, that's worth
nothing.
Ruby Sparks. I want to see Ruby Sparks. That's the only thing that comes to mind.
I think The Expendables looks fun. I like the first one.
I don't know. I'm not much on that. It's like, what was the one where those older guys got together, something cowboys?
Yes, Space Cowboys or something.
Yeah, Clint Eastwood. That didn't do much for me. Maybe Dawn Meadows-Dixon knows something we don't know. We'll find out in just about a minute or less. She is brought to you, Dawn Meadows-Dixon.
Yeah.
Hello.
How are you? Tell us something new and personal.
What?
I don't know, anything personal.
Kids are
back in school. You must have a story.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. Well, getting the kids back to school is a big deal if anybody is going through it.
Do they ride a bus?
No, we drive them.
Is it because you don't think it's safe on the bus?
You know, no, they go to a Catholic school, I will say that, so okay. We have to drive them.
Okay, so they don't offer bus service.
They don't have bus service.
See, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
And I've got to tell you, I did not have a good experience on buses growing up, and so I'm really thankful for this. I mean,
I never rode a bus either. I went to Catholic schools all growing up.
Let me guess why you didn't have a good experience, because other girls were jealous because you were the pretty one.
Oh, yeah, that's it. That's why.
Yeah.
I mean, the bus would come up the hill in front of my house. And it actually would slow down to see if I'm going to come running out of the door, because I would purposely miss the bus.
So that your parents would have to take
it. And so my parents would have to take me.
You know, I actually didn't know that the parochial schools didn't offer bus service.
Mine did,
but I guess that makes sense.
Yeah,
that's a public school
thing. But not the high school.
Right. We never had a
bus. In high school, I rode. My mom carpooled with our neighbor, and that she was Catholic, so we drop her at the Catholic high school and me at the public high school. But I guess that makes sense. She wasn't able. She didn't have an option.
And it's kind of a carpool situation. So my husband drives him in the morning, and he has that time to talk with them, which I think is really good.
What do you think he talks to him about?
Well, you know, about...
Have you had the sex talk with your daughter? Have you?
I thought you were going to let me tell something personal.
Well, you're taking too much time. I'm going to ask.
Gonna steer
have you had the talk?
Right,
of course we have the talk.
Okay.
I am a very open...
Just curious.
You know, modern parent.
Some people never have it.
Oh, my goodness. No, in fact, I was, you know, talking about it so much because I want everything to be out on the table that my kids would go, Mom, ew.
What words do you use to describe things?
Do
you say penis and vagina?
Now... You all.
Well, do you?
Tell you what.
I want to hear how open you are.
I want to hear about your childhood.
Okay, here's my childhood.
No, I think biologically you should use the correct words, and I did. But go ahead, Frank.
No, I've told my story. I'm on the playground at school, and Red Mangum, who was
the
he was the kid who drank. No, he was the kid in sixth grade who drank and smoked and cursed. He said GD and SOB and all the dirty words, and he came up to me on the playground and said, "You ever catch your parents rooting?" And I said, "What?"
Rootin'?
He said, "Rooting." He said, "You ever catch them rooting?" I said, "What are you talking about?" He said, you know, how you got here. They were rooting. That's how you got here. So I went home, and I said, Red Mangum says that you guys root. Do you root? And they looked at each other with that, uh-oh. And we went in the living room, the little bitty, useless living room that all little houses used to have that nobody ever sat in, and sat down. And I said, what's he talking about? And they said, well, he's talking about sex. And then, of course, especially back then, it starts off with, when two people are in love and they're married, then they get together. And it made no sense to me. I could not figure out what they were trying to tell me.
Really?
Yeah, because you're thinking, oh, wait a minute, you sleep to... If you're sleeping, I still didn't get what happens here. I was 23.
Yeah. And in the sixth grade.
He still doesn't understand it.
Yeah, and then you don't want to...
I actually used the bird and the bee concept.
Bird and the bee.
I actually realized there is truth in the whole birds and the bees. So when they were really young, I started off with that. And then we worked our way into more details.
Wait, what is the birds and the bees? I never understood.
I'm with you.
Yeah,
the birds and the bees. That's,
the whole pollen and fertilization.
That's harder to comprehend for a kid than just penis and vagina.
Yeah, that's dumb.
Yes, it is.
It's like you have a couple of drinks, you get together.
Because if you use that, then the kid's going to go, well, what pollen? I don't have any pollen.
That's what I told my daughter.
My children, when we explained it, they said, well, thank God we're adopted, because we would hate to think that you and Dad...
are doing that stuff, right?
Oh, my goodness.
Now, is that why...
Honest truth, they said that.
Is that why... This is a personal question, but is that why you adopted? Because you guys don't do it?
You know what, Frank?
Well, they're married.
This is where I draw the line.
That means drawing the line.
This is where I draw the line.
She's just about ready to resign.
I love to share who I am with all of you.
She's about to quit right now. We need to stop her. Don't quit.
I love to share who I am, my family. I feel like we are family.
But there is a line. You don't have to cross it. There's a line.
But I don't want to cross that line.
Let's go. Let's talk about a movie.
Let's just say that's how the kids, you know, understood the whole birds and the bee
concept.
So,
let's talk about a movie.
On to the movie. I don't even remember what the movie was.
We rattled it.
Ron Jeremy was in it.
You rattled me. Yeah. Okay, Premium Rush
Never
is
heard
the film
of it.
I want to talk about. You haven't heard about it because it opens tomorrow. And it's the story of a Manhattan bike messenger who picks up a package that attracts the interest of this dirty cop.
Oh, you know what? I saw in the theater a trailer for this
a couple of months ago.
Yeah.
Yes. It's Joseph Gordon-Levitt. And this kid is the flavor of the month. I shouldn't say kid.
You'll love it. It Levitts.
I've always liked him.
The new
Third Rock on the Sun.
He started Third Rock from the Sun, and you know, he was a child actor. I found out today and kind of doing a little research, interestingly, his grandfather was the director for films like Cyrano de Bergerac and Pillow Talk, and was actually red-listed back when they did all that. He comes from a family of Hollywood people, was a child star, but then he quit, and he went to Columbia University, and now he's back, and he's doing films like 50-50 last year, got a Golden Globe.
He's Robin now? In the
Inception.
Batman?
He's in Dark Knight Rises, wonderful as the cop. Inception with Leonardo DiCaprio, and then coming up here pretty soon, and I'm so excited about this film, Lincoln. Steven Spielberg's Lincoln. He plays Robert Todd Lincoln.
And who plays
Daniel Day-Lewis?
Yeah, he's perfect.
Yeah, he is.
No, this thing is called Premium Rush. Is that what you said?
This is called Premium Rush. So this movie, not so great. Went to see it because I wanted to see him and see what he could do. In the movie, he's in almost every scene, and he's racing around town, and he's moving in and out of traffic, and in fact, in real life, while shooting this film, he ends up hitting the back of a cab and getting 31 stitches. So if you go to see the film and you know what he went through to shoot this film, but it's supposed to be this kind of thing where it uses technology and Google Maps to figure out where he's going. And you know how some films give us the ending and then tell us the beginning?
Yeah.
They do that with each scene. We know what's going to happen, but how did he get there?
I don't like that.
You know, it's a little trick that they throw out every once in a while. Sometimes it works, and sometimes it did work in this film. Other times it didn't. I see a very young audience going to see this.
Did you ever go to a movie and you're watching the scene and you have to wonder, now, is this present day or are they flashing back?
Exactly.
I hate that.
And that's what this film does. Actually, it does it quite well in certain spots, but then other times, you know, this film just gets broadsided, I hate to say. It just doesn't work. I love, however, Joseph Gordon-Levitt. I think every scene he's in...
It sounds like you really like him.
I do. He is so... I think he's great on camera. He is a great actor, and I love to see him doing well. So went to see it. The theater was filled with press all anticipating him. The film didn't live up to what we, I think...
When you walk out and it's one of these screenings, can you kind of hear people mumbling, what a piece of crap? You know?
Well,
I mean, you can tell.
One guy under his breath said, well, that's 2 hours I'll never get back.
I think that says it all.
Yeah.
He reminds me of Heath Ledger for some reason.
Well, everybody says that. In fact, he was, you know, in the movie, the Batman movie with him, and a lot of people have said that about him.
Remember the one that 10... Things I Hate About You.
Hate About You.
You know,
that's
his brother,
right.
Ledger's brother, who never went in the movies, Butterfinger Ledger.
Oh, my God.
See what I did? Ledger.
Candy bar humor.
Candy bar humor. See what, yeah. It's hot now. That's a hot thing right now. Candy bar humor.
Yeah. Candy bar humor. Yeah. I missed that, but thank you for
you're welcome.
Exposing me to that.
ARDs for Premium Rush.
Yeah, it's. I think a lot of young people are going to like this just because it does the Google Map and it's fast-paced and it's an action film. Me, not so much. 2.5 ARDs.
That's actually sounds like you're being a little generous. Here they come, right here.
All right, Dan. All right, Dan. All right.
All right, Dan. Premium
Rush. All
right,
Dan.
All right, we'll talk to you later.
All right.
Goodbye.
Bye, everybody.
It's Don Meadows Dixon, everybody.
Yeah.
There she goes. Revealing to our entire audience that she and her husband do not have sex.
Oh.
Some pretty personal information.
Yep.
Of course, Don, I'm just kidding. You didn't reveal any such thing. Don Meadows Dixon brought to you by Westport Car Wash. 3 locations on Page just east of Lindbergh. On Lee May Ferry Road just north of Lindbergh. On Brentwood just south of Manchester. Westport Car Wash. I will tell you a movie with Rush in the title. You ever see August Rush? It's a pretty interesting movie, and I think a good family movie.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the kid is a cello player or some kind of a
musician.
Yeah,
I remember that.
It's a very interesting movie. He's a prodigy. He's a real bright. Yeah, and the movie, I remember, what the heck, thinking, what is August Rush? That's
his name.
A name that he gives himself. He sees it in a newspaper headline or something and takes that name as a performer. And if you get a chance to... Red Box it or Netflix it or whatever. You might want to do that. We have a couple of minutes. You know what we ought to do? What do we have to give away?
Sport
car wash. What else?
Stefanina's.
Do you have some?
Yes, we have some left.
I tell you what I think I'd like to do. We have some, let's call it, so you think you're smarter than we are.
Mm.
Forget the fifth grade thing. This is even easier. You think you're smarter than we are, because we're not that smart. These are actual fifth grade, real, honest-to-goodness, fifth grade exam questions from social studies, math, geography, whatever. If you can answer 3 of them, we'll give you 3 Westport Car Wash certificates.
Ooh.
That's $30.
Wow.
And a Stefanina's gift card.
$15 gift card.
There, you heard it from Tina. $15 gift card to Stefanina's, because we have a couple minutes to kill. And I like... for everybody listening from time to time, to walk away from this show smarter. And that's the whole point of this show, is to learn things. So maybe you'll learn something. Maybe you'll teach us something. 314-969-KTRS, toll free, 888-550-KTRS. Let's talk to Nick. Hello, Nick.
Hey, how's it going?
How are you?
I'm about to probably interrupt the show.
You're going to interrupt the show? No, you're not.
I think so. I just turned you guys on. I turned you up, actually.
Well,
I just want to tell Frank how much I liked First Community.
Oh, well, thank you. Let me get him. Hang on. Frank? Yeah. Yeah, I want to talk to you about First Community. Okay.
You are Frank.
Right there. Yeah, yeah, that's right. I am. Well, thank you. We appreciate that. That's nice to hear. Did you want to...
I just left there for the first time.
I will be there tomorrow. I'll be in tomorrow in the Valley. Where'd you go? Which one?
The one out in Hazelwood.
Okay. You want to play our game while you're on the phone?
Sure.
It's good for 3 Westport car washes and the Stefanina's gift certificate, gift card. And it's three questions, fifth grade... actual fifth grade test questions.
Fifth grade test questions.
You get 3 of them. You get the stuff. Here's the first one.
All right.
What's the official song of the President of the United States?
Oh, man.
Oh, come on now.
Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-
Can he get any help from people in the room?
I'm helping him now.
Oh.
The official song.
The official song of the President of the United States.
Oh, he's asking for help now.
Hail to the chief.
Who told you that?
The guy driving me home.
Well, you need to thank that guy because that's exactly right. Yeah, you have a driver, like a limo?
Yeah.
You have a personal driver?
Oh, no, I'm actually off work because I had a heat stroke or something. I can't drive.
Oh.
Oh, good. That's a good one. Good way to get out of work. That's a good one.
That heat stroke is some nasty stuff.
Yeah, that's what I hear. Okay, you're a third of the way there, and you can thank your buddy for knowing Hail to the Chief. Here's the here's your next question.
Second question.
How many, not a pair of dice, but one die, if
one
you
die.
Took one of them, how many dots are on it?
Oh, man.
Oh, one. No. He's going to try to. He's going to count.
Oh, this is
going to
take forever. Yeah, we're going to do this.
It might take
six,
a while.
6 plus 5 is 11, plus 4 is 15, plus 3 is 18, plus 2 is 20, 21.
Yes.
Wow.
Nice. He pulled it off.
That's and he game. Showed his work.
Yeah. And you didn't even have to ask your driver. All right, your last question. And I'm going to have to put a time on this one, a time limit, and you'll see why. So you're going to have 10 seconds.
10 seconds, all
to
right.
Tell me how many, no, 5 seconds.
5 seconds.
How many nickels are there in $2?
40.
Woo!
Nice.
Nick, you need to hang on. We have 3 car washes from Westport Car Wash and a Stefanita's gift card for you.
All right. That.
Thanks for calling. Say hi to your driver. And I'll put you on hold.
Right.
And there, he's on one. Nick, just, I don't know, however you take care of this, I don't know how we get these gifts to people. I think we make them come and get
them. Yes, they
even
do.
Even if it's a $2 deal and they live 80 miles away, yeah. We have no postage.
This is $45 worth.
We have, ooh, yeah. That's worth coming in here for.
Yes, it is.
Because we have no postage money. I don't think we do. What else did I want to cover? I'll get to it later. I got a little article, but I don't have time to go into it, so I'll do it later. Schaefer, we have told you for, I don't know, 12, 13 years, how to spell it, S-C-H-A-E-F-E-R. It's important, because I think sometimes people get on the keyboard and they type in or Google. You leave that C out, you might end up with Schaffner Auto Body.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh, or William Shatner's Auto Body Place. He's never there. You don't want that. You want Schaefer, S-C-H-A-E-F-E-R. They have 7 locations. Here's the other thing. When you have an accident, I don't care whose fault it is, you have absolutely the right to tell your insurance company who you want to put that vehicle back together. And if they don't say Schaefer, and in many, many cases, good insurance companies will. If you don't mention it, they will. If they come up with some other place as a first choice, you say, you know what? And you can be nice about it. Just say, I really want this vehicle to go to Schaefer. If they fight you on it, you may want to launch an investigation because it sounds to me like somebody's got a relative in the body business.
Kickback.
You bet. Don't put up with that stuff. You tell them you want Schaefer because you want it done right. And that's exactly how Schaefer wants it done, and that's how it'll be done. But it's beyond just perfect body work. It's the service, the level of service. Sometimes older people, our parents, grandparents, have an accident. They're confused. They're scared. They really don't know the ropes. They don't know what the next step is, the insurance company, the rental car, on and on. Schaefer will take care of all that. They will come and get the vehicle if they need to, take somebody where they need to go, bring a rental car if they have to. You get the idea. Paperwork, they make all of this so easy. Schaefer Auto Body Center, SchaeferAutoBody.com, 7 locations. Don't forget the C, S-C-H-A-E-F-E-R, Schaefer Auto Body Centers.
Now with an update on your afternoon commute is Tim Weiland with your Golden Oaklanding airborne traffic. Hi, Tim.
Hi, Tina. Well, baseball traffic let out just a few minutes ago, and boy, what a mess we have downtown. Northbound 55 is backed up midway between 44 and Park up to the Poplar. Eastbound 64 stacks up approaching Jefferson to the Poplar. Eastbound 70 is slow between Salisbury and St. Louis Avenue. Once you get over the Poplar Street Bridge, it crawls from the bridge to 64 on eastbound 5570. And then also on westbound 64, we're getting heavy now. The Science Center through McCausland, 270 through Mason. You're slow west of Long Road to the Boone Bridge. And this traffic report brought to you by Office Depot. Office Depot saves you time. Depot time with low prices every day for back to school. The latest tablets and laptops, backpacks and supplies and outrageous designs, plus incredible weekly specials. Office Depot. School time is Depot time. With your Golden Oak Lending Airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland of the Big 550 KTRS.
It's the generation that survived the 60s, the British invasion, Woodstock, Vietnam, the civil rights struggle, sent 24 human beings to explore the moon, endured Watergate, and even worse, disco. The baby boomers
are out, man.
And you can tap the potential of this key market at the 2012 KTRS Baby Boomer Expo, coming up this fall at the Ameristar Casino Resort Spa in St. Charles. Go to KTRS.com and click the Boomer Expo tab at the top of the homepage. Exhibit space and sponsorships are limited, so get yours now before they sell out. The 2012 Baby Boomer Expo.
Talking about my generation.
From the Big 550.
Farm out, right arm.
KTRS.
Hello?
Hi, is this Steve Bostick, president of Right Size Smoothies?
Yes. Are you calling for free shipping on your smoothies?
Well, so I already got free shipping. In fact, I've lost a ton of weight with your smoothies.
Wow, that's great news.
But now I have a problem I never thought I'd have. I can't stop losing weight, but I don't want to stop drinking your smoothies. I love them.
Well, here's one thing you can do. Only drink one smoothie a day. That way you won't cut as many calories. And if you ever need to lose weight again, you can always drink more smoothies.
If you need to lose weight, today you can get 14 of our powerful weight loss smoothies, a $30 value for our lowest price ever. You won't pay $30, not even $20. Today, they're yours for just $9.96 with absolutely free shipping. This free shipping offer may not last. Call 1-800-500-9305. Only the first 100 callers are guaranteed free shipping, and supplies are limited, so call now. 1-800-500-9305. That's 1-800-500-9305. 1-800-500-9305.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story of how SelectQuote goes to bat for you buying term life insurance. A while back, a man called me who had had prostate cancer. He asked if I could beat a very high quote another life insurance agent had given him. I said, let me see. Well, I took his pertinent information, then shopped the highly rated, price-competitive companies we represent, and found one who pre-approved him for a premium way below what he had been quoted. When it comes to term life insurance, no other company touches SelectQuote's experience and expertise in finding the right policy at the right price for almost anyone. How about you?
For your free quote, call 1-800-400-4216. That's 1-800-400-4216. 1-800-400-4216. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You say.
Are you a male suffering from erectile dysfunction? If so, the next 60 seconds are crucial to your sex life. Because Bravado is sending risk-free trials of their once-daily sex-enhancing capsules to all men who qualify. So if you're a man and are trying to boost your confidence in the bedroom and give your partner the ultimate sexual experience, you can be among the first to try Bravado risk-free. Call 1-800-600-2066. Bravado is one of the safest ways to treat erectile dysfunction because each capsule contains natural ingredients that safely increase your libido. You don't need a prescription to try once daily Bravado. Just be among the first to call and claim your trial absolutely risk-free. But due to overwhelming demand, there is a strict limit of one risk-free trial per household. Again, if you are a male suffering from erectile dysfunction, it is crucial that you write down this number for your risk-free 30-day trial of Bravado. 1-800-600-2066. That's 1-800-600-2066.
Hey, this is Eddie from Fast Eddie's Bon Air in Alton, Illinois. We don't care if you're from the red state or the blue state, we're going to put you in a happy state. Doesn't matter if you make over $250,000 or under $250,000, you still pay the same low price for the same coldest beer and fantastic food you always have. Well, how about a little repeal and replace? We're just going to keep peeling shrimp. It doesn't matter where you're from or who you are, as long as you're 21 and over, in the mood, come on over to Fast Eddie's Bon Air. And I'm Fast Eddie, and I approve this message.
Hi, it's the roofer from Lane House Construction. If you have damage from the storm and need emergency repair, call Lane House Construction. We can get you tarped or boarded very quickly, normally within 24 hours or sooner. So remember, for storm damage, call Lane House Construction. Roofing, siding, windows, and gutters. Or emergency repair. In St. Louis, 314-845-2166. Or in St. Peter's at 636-724-2000. Area wide, 866-546-ROOF. Or on the web at lanehouseconstruction.com.
Did you know canine athletes have at least twice the athletic endurance of human athletes? That's why Purina Pro Plan Dog Food offers fine-tuned, advanced nutrition formulated to help fuel your dog's natural athleticism. Join the Pro Plan Facebook page today for exclusive Facebook fan offers and help your dog excel on his journey towards achieving greatness. Purina Pro Plan, available at pet specialty retailers.
With over 900,000 products and 31 diverse product categories, Grainger is basically an anything you need supply buffet. We've got everything from safety and electrical products to hardware, hand tools, and more. So you can efficiently purchase exactly what you need from one source, saving time and trouble. And just to be sure, the buffet thing was a metaphor. Please don't eat the stuff. Buy your supplies smarter. Just call, click Grainger.com, or stop by a branch today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
We're caught in a trap. I can't walk out because I love you too much, baby.
You know what they do on the Elvis channel on satellite radio that I like? It's all Elvis all the time. But they play the studio sessions. So you hear all the outtakes. Okay, here, stop this music. Yeah, we're caught in a trap. Okay. Wait a second. Hang on a minute. The tempo was a little bit. I'll start over. 1, 2, 3. We're caught in a trap. Okay. Well, wait a minute now. I need a drink of water or something, man. My throat's dry.
I don't know why, but don't you like hearing that stuff you're not supposed to hear?
Behind the scenes stuff.
It's like watching bloopers and stuff. And I really enjoy, you know, you can only hear the same Elvis songs so many times. I wish they'd do that with other artists. Like if they had a Beatles channel, you know, John.
They probably do have some session things where they're.
Somebody has them. They don't throw that stuff away. Those tapes exist. I've heard a couple with Sinatra because there's a Sinatra channel. And that guy was such a perfectionist, which is why he was who he was. But I think sometimes you think, well, the guy just walks in and starts singing. No, I have seen footage and heard sessions where Frank Sinatra would stop the orchestra because he could tell one instrument was off. Just either not playing what was on the sheet, or it's amazing what these people can hear. Well, did you watch that Michael Jackson that thing where when they were putting together that thing that didn't happen because he died? This is it. Same thing. You know, for as weird as he was, he really did have an incredible ability to produce music and to hear in his head what he knew it should sound like, and that's the difference between those guys and us. 314-969-KTRS, toll-free 888-550-KTRS. I'm guessing this is a nickname. I can't imagine anybody actually naming somebody Buttercup. Is that you, Buttercup?
Hey, what's going on, Frank?
A guy named Buttercup?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, what's up, Buttercup?
Hey, is this Frank in the gang?
Yes, it is. Yep. Isn't that that's who you called, right?
All right, we're AM and PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Hey, I just got a quick question for you.
Okay.
Can you tell me how much that house went for yesterday?
It actually went to three different, it went three times for $7,500 each, so we actually got
$22,500. Wow, that's awesome.
Yeah, worked out okay.
All right, well, that's all I needed to know.
Okay, Buttercup. I feel weird calling a guy Buttercup, but okay, Buttercup, thank you for the call. I don't know. It just feels
maybe
weird.
Maybe it has something to do with the horse.
Oh, that was Dale's horse? Dale Evans?
Yeah, it was. Buttercup.
Is that what you mean?
I'm just thinking, yeah. Horse.
Okay, thank you.
All right.
Brought everything to a screeching halt. Al, how are you?
Oh, pretty good, Frank. Pretty good. How are you? I'm AM and the PM.
Thank you. And what can we do for you?
Oh, I wanted to be in your contest there and win a couple of those car washes, Frank.
Well, you know what? We can look, there are no rules here. The game is over, but we can start it back up again. It's our show.
And if you
need a clean car, I'll be happy to fire it back up for you. You have to answer three questions correctly. If you get the three, you get three Westport car washes and a Stefanina's gift card. Okay?
Oh, that sounds great, Frank.
Well, okay, it sounds great now because you haven't lost yet. Are you ready to go?
I'm ready.
All right. These are fifth grade test questions. And here's one for you. For whom, and that's correct grammar, for whom is America named? Why is it named America? After what person? You got to turn your radio down. That's the first thing.
I turn the radio down.
Who is America named for?
Who's America named after?
Who are you asking? You got somebody with you?
You got
a driver?
Yeah.
You have a driver like that other guy?
I'm driving. He's a passenger.
Okay, who is it? America's name for?
I made him turn the radio down.
Okay, who's America named for?
It's a French man.
No,
I don't think so.
No,
ooh,
no.
Teacher, I know.
Not French. Not French.
Yeah, no.
America, I don't know that one, Frank.
Well, you're going to have a dirty car. Your car will continue to be dirty. Yeah, I'm sorry.
I thought there was going to be three questions.
There are,
and you have to get them all.
Yeah, there are, and you have to get all three.
What, do you know who the Buffalo?
No. Oh,
we don't know. Boy, I tell you.
Wow.
Thanks for going all that way, Frank.
Al, it was a pleasure at least trying on your behalf. Thank you for the call. Okay, I will give the answer because it'll come up later, so pay attention, everybody. Students?
I know.
Go ahead, Pian.
I think I know it, too.
Amerigo Vespucci.
Look at that. He doesn't know grammar, but he knows
That's
history.
That's right.
Yeah. Let's take another call here. This is Tony. Hello, Tony.
Hi, Frank.
How are you?
I'm wonderful. Yeah. And I'm AM and the PM.
That's the way everybody should be. The world would be a better place. No, you ask for it. See, if you ask for it, you don't get it. What can we do for you?
I know. You guys are really on your game most of the time, but there was an incorrect answer given earlier that you thought was correct.
Okay, what was it?
That was the first caller, the guy that had his own driver. The official song of the Office of the President of the United States is Uranus. All I hear is crickets.
No, hang on, you're going to hear something else. Hold on.
Oh.
Different game.
Yeah, right. See, you're used to what's us happening, playing Tony, name that planet. You're confusing name that planet with are you smarter than we are. They're two different games. Yeah.
It may not be correct, but it's accurate. Have a great day.
Thank you. Thank you, Tony.
It's all mine.
Thank you, Tony. Let's go to Jim. Hello, Jim.
Hey, how you doing?
Doing great, Jim.
Well, I hope I should be better than your last two callers, because that was worthless holding on for those two.
Really?
Anyway.
No.
I didn't get the answer. I couldn't hear it. Why was America called America? Who was it named after?
Amerigo Vespucci.
Amerigo Vespucci. Okay.
That's right. Amerigo Scratch Coochie. Yep, that's it.
Scratch Coochie.
Scratch Coochie. Wow.
Yeah.
I got a great cowboy buying story that you're going to like.
Okay. Well, I'll be the judge of that. Go ahead.
All right. You remember when the Rabbit convertible came out, the first year they came out, and I'm trying to think of when it was.
It was about 75, in the mid-70s, I think.
I think it was early 70s.
Anyway,
I was driving down South Lumberg. One morning, I was an outside salesman, and I see one on the showroom floor of this Volkswagen dealership.
Okay.
And I whip in to look at it because I was looking for a car for my wife, and I knew she would love that, right?
So
I whip in there, and there's three salesmen standing outside. And, you know, when you get out of your car, they pounce on you like you're raw meat and they're hungry, you know. And this guy pounces on me and whatever and opens my car door and he says, hi, I'm so-and-so. What's your name, sir? And I said, Richard Hertz. And my friends call me Dick.
Uh-huh.
And he He says, okay, Dick. He says, what can I show you? I said, I want to see that rabbit convertible on the floor. So we go in and look at it, and it was triple white, top, upholstery, and the paint job.
Upholstery.
And I said, how much trouble would it be to get out of this showroom and let me test drive it? He said, are you interested in really buying it? I said, yes, yeah, for my wife.
Yeah, I have to tell you, Jim, that after you had introduced yourself to me as Dick Hertz, I probably would have told you, no, you can't drive it. But go ahead. He let you drive it?
Yeah, they took it out.
Uh-huh.
So I drove it, and it was really a nice little car.
Mm-hmm.
So I said to the salesman, I said, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to give you a $100 deposit.
Ooh.
And I said, because I want you to hold the car. I'm going to bring back my wife at around 6 o'clock, dinner time when you're not busy.
Uh-huh.
And if she likes it, I'm buying it, right? So we come back at 6 o'clock, and here's these same three salesmen standing outside. We pull up, and the salesman that waited on me rushes open, opens my wife's car door. I get out, and he introduces us to the other two guys as Mr. and Mrs. Dick Hertz.
Uh-huh. Well, he would. That's who you told him you
were. Right, right. Yeah. So with this, these two guys blast out laughing, right?
Uh-huh.
Now, this salesman, he don't get it all his time, right?
Uh-huh.
And these other two guys burst out laughing, and he turns around and chews their ass out for being so rude, you know.
Uh-huh.
And so we look at the car and whatever, and my wife drives it, and I said, okay, we're buying it. We go in and sit in his office, make a deal. We put a deal together, and he's starting to fill out the paperwork. He said, how do you want this titled? And I told him my real name. And he goes, I thought your name was Dick Hertz. I said, you still don't get it, do you?
My God, are you still talking?
Hey, Lauren, come on, Lauren. Go ahead, Jim.
And I said, you still don't get it, do you? And he goes, oh, my God, you know. Uh-huh. So anyway, to make a long story short, I bought the car.
Wait.
And then what happened after that?
About a month later,
uh-huh.
I'm in a nightclub with some customers having a drink.
Uh-huh. Having a drink?
No!
That's unlikely.
Go ahead.
What did you say?
No, that's all right. Go ahead. You're a fun guy to talk to. You're having a drink.
And I'm with three customers, and all of a sudden, and it's kind of quiet in there. You know, it's early, and it's around 4:35, and no music or anything. And all of a sudden, I hear, hey, Dick, across the room, it was the salesman. But I thought that was funny, because when my wife got out of the car, and he introduced us as Dick Hurt, Mr. and Mrs. Dick Hurt, my wife looked at me, and she said, you didn't tell him that, did you? Yeah, I did. You know, it was just funnier and shit at the time.
I think there was a word in there we should have edited. That's just let it go.
I didn't hear it.
That's a great story. And then what happened right after that?
That's about it.
That's it? Okay. Well, that's a good story. Thank you, Jim.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Can you repeat the part of this stuff where you said all about the things?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
I'm crying. Oh, man. Well, I didn't get it right away either. I automatically thought Hertz, like the rental car.
Oh, Tina.
You got to be kidding.
That was the first thing I thought.
You know what? You are a dark-haired blonde. No, you're a dark-haired blonde. Richard Hertz, Dick Hertz. Tina said, I didn't get it.
I would have thought he spelled it H-E-R-T-Z.
Well, it doesn't matter how you spell it.
Yeah, it's the same.
Oh, well, when you say it a few more times, I got it.
You know, you'd be the kind that wouldn't get when my, this
Richard
friend,
goes in you.
Yeah. This friend and I used to go to Las Vegas and have each other paged. I would page him, and the girl who would be you would get on the thing, and through the whole casino would go paging Mr. Gozinia, Mr. Dick Gozinia, and she didn't have a clue. That would be Tina. She'd have that job. All right, we have. Actually, I want to share. This was an article in today's USA Today. And it's tips for college kids to get credit. Dan, you okay?
He's still
you can cut his mic.
All right.
they want to get credit and establish credit, get credit cards. And I found this very interesting. They list the tips in USA Today, tips for getting credit in college. And the very first thing they list is this. It says, check into options for opening a credit card at a local credit union.
You can tell them where to go.
Because, and then they have, of course, there are several reasons why the process is easier. It's just, rates are good. Look, when you're a college kid and you establish credit, you want to get the lowest credit card rate you can get. And they basically just say credit. Now, I'm going to take a step further and zero in even more, not just local credit union, but First Community Credit Union, because that is the largest credit union in the entire St. Louis area. So why wouldn't you go there? Bigger really is, in some cases, better. More stability, more assets, more money to lend the members, and that's what we're called, members, not just customers. First Community Credit Union. I will be in there tomorrow. Maybe I will run into somebody, one of you, tomorrow when I'm in. I will tell you, too, the popsicles are still frozen and waiting for those of you. We're back into the 90s. Mm-hmm. Was it 96, 7 today, something like that? So they still have popsicles. There's always fresh popcorn and always competitive rates on the money you save or the money you borrow. And don't forget, too, that's the exclusive, the only sponsor for the great Saturday morning yard sale, 7 to 9 o'clock, First Community Credit Union. Find out more at firstcommunity.com.
With your Golden Oak Lending airborne traffic, here is Tim Weiland. How do things look, Tim?
Well, things aren't all that bad on southbound 270. You're slow between Olive and Ladue, and then it opens up pretty well. But then south of the Clayton Road overpass, you hit some stop-and-go pockets there. Westbound 64, looked like it was slow. Clayton Warson through Lindbergh, 270 through Mason, and then from Clarkson out to the Boone Bridge, you're going to find some slow areas. It's not just all one long jam. On the downtown bridge approaches now, eastbound 64 is backed up to Compton to the Poplar Street Bridge. Still going to remain slow on eastbound 5570 from the Poplar Street Bridge through 64. This traffic report is brought to you by Carfax. Not sure how much to pay for that used car? A Carfax vehicle history report can help you negotiate a price based on the car's history so you can buy with more confidence. Just say, show me the Carfax, ask your dealer, or go to Carfax.com. With your Golden Oak Lending airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
If you own a business, you know incorporating can be a smart way to protect yourself and your assets. So the question is, why haven't you incorporated your business yet?
My business? It's too small.
Wrong. No matter how small your business, you run the risk of losing all your personal assets, your car, your home, even your entire life savings if you're not incorporated.
Incorporating is very complicated.
Actually, incorporating is easy and fast. You can do it in just 10 minutes. Call now for your free guide from companycorporation.com. 1-800-600-6821.
I need a lawyer to incorporate. That's really expensive.
You don't need a lawyer, and we don't offer legal or financial advice. CompanyCorporation.com is a service company whose only mission is helping people like you incorporate safely, easily, and quickly. Find out how simple it is to protect your family and personal assets by incorporating. Call now for your free guide. 1-800-600-6821. 1-800-600-6821. That's 1-800-600-6821.
Attention all women with a muffin top. Research from the Mayo Clinic proves that people who carry fat in their midsection have a higher risk of health problems, such as heart disease, stroke, high blood pressure, and even cancer. If this is you, we have good news, because women who need to lose 30 pounds or more instantly qualify for a free trial of Sensa, a clinically proven way for women to lose weight all over. To experience the most dramatic weight loss results, you must be a female over the age of 25 and need to lose over 30 pounds. Call 1-800-966-2858 now and request your free 30-day trial. In a six-month clinical study, one of the largest weight loss studies ever conducted, participants lost an average of 30 pounds using Sensa. And if you're a woman, now you can too. Call and instantly qualify for your free trial of Sensa. 1-800-966-2858. Strict limit of one free trial per household. 1-800-966-2858. That's 1-800-966-2858.
From from downtown St. Louis. It's the Bill Cleveland segment starring Bill Cleveland, along with Bruce Limpress and the All-Boy Orchestra, brought to you.